Kellogg, Henry. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. June 7th, 1896. Dear Brother Henry Kellogg, I received your letter and read it with interest. I will appropriate in your name $100 for the purpose of erecting a meeting house here in Currumbong. After our land was cleared and ditched and orchard made, we found the money ran short and work had to stop. We need school buildings. We need more than this. A meeting house, plain, substantial, in which to worship God. First, we met in a little parlor, 13 by 12 feet. But as the students came in, we were obliged to use the dining room, removing the tables. Then that space was too narrow, and we met in the lower part of the sawmill, open on all sides. I spoke there once, but it was not safe for me. When the Bible Institute was assembled, it was under the large tent. Several tents were pitched and occupied. This we appreciated. Our Bible Institute was well conducted. There was much light, most precious, revealed from the Word. The shaft of truth sunk deep into the mines of truth, revealing the precious ore. It was a good meeting. Those not of our faith were in attendance all through the meeting. After the first meeting, they came with their Bibles and answered the questions with the rest. I generally spoke once in the day. Unbelievers say they knew more about what the scriptures contained, and they were highly pleased. Several families were on the point of decision, but then came a preacher, Walker, and he presented things in such a light that the people, being ignorant of our faith, believed his statements. And as we could not remove one argument and did not try or wish to, that is, the cross, this wicked shepherd worked with his might until many who were exceedingly troubled began to settle down in the peace and safety cry. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 3. When the last meeting was held under the tent, it was rainy, and Brother Starr went from the old hotel to dismiss the meeting, when, lo, the tent was full. Walker was present. An excellent discourse was given by Elder Starr, but Walker kept interrupting him, and he behaved like a man intoxicated. I think this must have been the case. Those who listened to his preaching could but be ashamed of him. He ranted, he interrupted, he talked one full hour. We think he killed himself, if such a thing could be done. How this will result, we cannot say. There are many precious souls who, we fear, will now turn from their convictions. If we only had a place of worship now, where the people could safely get together, oh, how glad we would be. At such times as this, standing on missionary soil amid surrounding poverty, we know not what to do. One thing we do know: if our people in America would not be constantly expending money for the things which they can do without, and if they would practice self-denial, the Lord would bless them abundantly. The 8th and 9th chapters of 2 Corinthians should be studied. You have, my brother, made your donation. Therefore I write the more freely unto you, for you will not be tempted to think I am expecting something of you. I very much desire that some of the means, God's means, cruelly wasted in selfish gratification, shall have a place in the treasury of God, and it will bring them blessings in return. I have much matter I wish you to read and carefully ponder. I am alarmed at the outlook. You well know the sharp rebuke brought to Aldrich years ago, long before my husband's death, because of his exhibition of selfishness and grasping. You know that others connected with the office were reproved, and there has not been a showing as at the present time. I tremble, for I know the rebuke of God will come in a way they do not anticipate. Brother Henry Kellogg, let not your zeal diminish. Let not your faith fail. If you are, remainder missing.